Welcome to AI Arthritis Voices 360, the podcast solving today's most pressing issues in the AI arthritis community. We invite you to take the microphone and share your best tips, triumphs, and inspirations. Whether you are still in search of a diagnosis or a longtime patient, we want to hear from you because we know how much your voices matter. So pull up a chair and have a seat at the table.
Welcome to AI Arthritis Voices 360. This is one of our mini episodes we like to call At the Table. I am your host, Tiffany, and I'd like to welcome you. Pull up a seat and join the conversation. The topic today is Who Am I Now? This is a phenomenon that many people living with AI arthritis diseases experience when we have to create a new normal. So my story, I was 35. I was living in Los Angeles, California. I had a really good job. I was vice president of an architectural firm doing business development and project management. I had a great social life, a lot of friends. I used to play sports, volleyball on the beach, softball, I kickboxed. And oh, I threw a mean football. Oh, it was good. I was in a long-term relationship too. Things were going good. You know, I was really happy. And then by age 37, so fast forward 2 years, and things changed a lot. No longer in the relationship. I was starting to just feel really run down, really fatigued. I was getting low-grade fevers. I just was finding I was struggling doing my job, you know, taking clients to dinner or doing lunches or just even a typical 9-to-5 type of job where you go in and you have a set schedule. Things were just getting very, very difficult. And finally, I did get some answers. I got diagnosed originally with rheumatoid arthritis, which if you've listened to any of the past episodes, you know that it has changed to non-radiographic axial spondylitis. Both fall in the AI arthritis disease family. So they all have those overlapping symptoms that I explained. And something happened at that same time. And I call it the Who Am I Now phenomenon, because you think you know yourself, or at least you have these certain roles that help with your self-identity. I mean, I had a good job. I was in business development. I was in project management. I had a great social life. I liked to kickbox and all of these things that I mentioned. And suddenly, my life changed completely unexpectedly. I mean, you plan for adjustments. You plan to maybe not be able to do your job or not be able to go out and socialize as much, or over time with aging, maybe I don't play sports as much. I mean, you prepare for those type of things, but who prepares to suddenly not be able to do any of those things all at one time? And to have to accept the fact that your normal, as you know it, the roles that you know that have been your identity for your whole life suddenly are up in the air. I mean, like many do, I said, I'm not going to mentally let this dictate my life. It's not going to beat me, right? But really, realistically, it's almost impossible to think that any person, you know, no matter how mentally strong you are, can handle so much change and so much kind of an identity crisis, so to speak, trying to figure out, who am I? Who do I explain myself to be now? I can't be an athlete. I mean, I know some people, thankfully, did not have to give up sports when they were diagnosed. I did. So that was confusing. What do I do when I can't go out with my friends? I mean, I'm in my mid-30s. I should be going out and socializing, and that wasn't happening. It's almost like grieving a loss of self and trying to figure out who I was going to be in my new life. That's how I felt. But then I started realizing, you know, it's not really losing myself. I'm still there. I'm still me. It's just the roles associated with who I am need to be altered. And it was that moment, that aha reality of I'm still me, that I was able to start to accept the Who Am I Now phenomenon. I realized that, you know, I could still work. I just need something flexible. And well, for me, I went and started a nonprofit, but that's not necessarily work for everybody. But I did find that I could still utilize the same skill sets that I did in my prior career. I'm just toggling it to something new. I learned that I could still kickbox. I just can't hit the bag. So it's more of an air box kick type of thing, but I still can do it. I also realized that I might not have the energy to get dressed up and go out and meet with my friends, but guess what? I can throw a mean dinner party and it can be in my pajamas. And then as far as the relationships, I was really struggling with who am I? I used to go on dates. I'd leave with throwing the football and, you know, how great that was and talking about what I do as a career and just so many things. But then there's also the questions about, well, when do I explain what I have, that I'm going to have some limitations, that I may not be able to always go out, or there are just these questions. And then those of us who go through this and are in existing relationships, that's a different dynamic, but similar, because you have to somehow help your partner realize that you're still you, but you're just trying to figure out a new way to be you in this life that's going to come with some limitations. Finding your new normal isn't easy. Adjustment is necessary. Doing what you can to find people who understand and learning ways to communicate to those who don't. It's all really important. But I think the most important thing really to remember is while you're searching for this new normal, or if you've started to adjust to it, is that it's easy to think I'm mad. I'm angry at this disease because it took this from me or it took that from me. And maybe the way to look at it is it just created and helped you to evolve into a new version of you, because at the heart and soul of it all, you're still you. I'm still me. And I think I'm pretty damn awesome. And I have a feeling if you're listening and you're dealing with this, you are too. So if you're dealing with this, or if you have tips for those who are, please visit the episode page to the show, which can be found at aiarthritis.org/podcast. At IFA, we believe that the conversations we have with others like us around the world are key to developing the best resources possible to give back to the community. So please pull up a seat, take your place at the table, tell us how you've dealt with the who am I now phenomenon, and let's help others who are going through this remember how wonderful they truly are and how having these diseases isn't the end of the world. It's just another way of living in it. Thank you for joining me at the table tonight and all of the times that you pull up a chair. Together, we can certainly make a difference.
AI Arthritis Voices 360 is produced by the International Foundation for Autoimmune and Autoinflammatory Arthritis. Every Sunday, join Tiffany and her fellow patient co-hosts as they lead discussions in the patient community, as well as consult with stakeholders worldwide to solve the problems that matter most. Find us on the web at www.aiarthritis.org.